Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and here's our news for this hour. Bay County authorities say the collision happened Saturday evening around 6:30 p.m. along 7 Mile Road in Pinconning Township. Investigators report that two motorcycles were traveling north when one veered off the roadway. As that bike returned to the pavement, it collided with the second motorcycle, sending both riders down. A 31-year-old woman who was operating one of the motorcycles remains in very critical condition at a local hospital. The other rider suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office says early findings show no signs that alcohol, drugs, or excessive speed played a role. The crash remains under investigation. And authorities in mid-Michigan are working to piece together the circumstances behind a tragic discovery in Saginaw. Police say a 15-year-old boy was found dead inside a home on Ansley Street Sunday afternoon. Officers were called to the residence just after 2 p.m., where first responders confirmed the teen had died at the scene. The Saginaw Police Department, along with detectives from Michigan State Police Major Case Unit, have launched a joint investigation. At this stage, officials have not released details about how or when the teen died. Investigators are calling the case a heartbreaking loss and say they are working urgently to determine what led to the teen's death. The victim's name has not been released as authorities continue notifying family members. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Saginaw Police or submit tips anonymously through Crime Stoppers. We'll be back after this public service announcement.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. Back in Huron County, Huron County residents will soon have a safe way to clear out hazardous materials from their homes. County officials have announced a household hazardous waste collection event scheduled for Wednesday, May 27th. The program gives residents an opportunity to properly dispose of items that can pose environmental and health risks if thrown away with regular trash. Participation requires advanced registration through the MSU Extension Office with a deadline of 4 p.m. on Tuesday, May 26th. For safety and organization, the exact drop-off location will only be shared with those who sign up. Items accepted at the collection include common but potentially dangerous household materials such as automotive fluids, batteries, cleaning products, oil-based paints, and weed killers. However, some items will not be accepted, including latex paint, tires, yard waste, and any commercial or industrial materials. The initiative is funded by the Huron County Board of Commissioners and is aimed at keeping harmful substances out of landfills and local water systems. Residents are encouraged to take advantage of the program to responsibly dispose of hazardous waste. For registration or more details, contact the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe during regular business hours. And that's been your local and regional news, which you can get from anywhere, anytime, right here on thumbnet.net, as with your weather and obituaries. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy.